KXL News never stops with 24/7, 365 around-the-clock live local coverage and all news, traffic, and weather driving to work and back home. News Radio 750 KXL, Oregon's station of record.
And we're back on Business Briefing. I'm Brian Bushlack, joined by Patrick Stone, the president and CEO of Williston Financial Group and WFG National Title, the local leader in title and escrow. Check out their website, WillistonFinancial.com, or call 503-387-3636. Pat Stone is very well schooled in the economy, and the man who predicted that QE2 would not only be successful, but it definitely turned out that way. We talked about that in our last segment. Let's shift gears now and focus more specifically on the real estate market. Pat, I think you mentioned something that I've can't hammer home enough, and have said over and over on this show that the real estate market is such a huge driver of the overall economy. Great to see so many vendors out at the home and garden shows the last couple weeks. You talked about that. Let's talk about shadow inventory in real estate. I had Nick Shivers from Keller Williams West One Properties on about a half an hour ago, saying that he was at their big event down in Southern California last weekend and sat down, him and nine other top agents from Keller Williams sat down with the REO people at Bank of America, Chase, and Citi, basically one-on-one, for lack of a better word, and they were told in this meeting that the big banks, at least these three big banks, still have, of the housing inventory they have taken back in foreclosure, these realtors were told that they still have 70% of these assets on their books and will be releasing those assets over the next couple of years. I guess two-part question. What does that do? First of all, do you buy that? And what does that do to the real estate market?
Well, I do buy it, and it is going to be a constant supply of these REO homes that I was talking about earlier that are going to be priced below the regular market, which is important, which kind of emphasizes the importance of understanding that the market is there's a dichotomy in the market. The amount of, first of all, I hate the term shadow inventory, but the amount of delinquencies, the amount of foreclosures, and the amount of REO sales are going to go on at abnormally high levels, most optimistically through 2014, and most pessimistically, maybe it goes out to mid-2015. And by accelerated levels, let me just give you what the benchmark would be. 90-day or greater, I'm talking about 90-day or greater delinquencies in excess of a million, all the way out until at least the first quarter of 2014, talking about foreclosures, in excess of about 800,000 out to the first quarter of 2014, or almost mid-2014, and REOs coming on the market in excess of about 500,000 all the way out to the third quarter of 2015. So those accelerated levels are going to be around for a while. So when you say this to people, they get a little bit nervous, but I'm going to point out something that a lot of people don't remember or were never aware of, and that is that we've had a couple waves where foreclosures have been in excess of a million. They did not impact pricing. They did not, or they may have slightly, but they didn't have the pronounced impact on pricing that the foreclosure wave is currently being given credit for. That's because underlying the current weakness in pricing is the excess supply of unoccupied homes. Some may be REO or foreclosed homes, but a lot of them aren't. There is an abundant supply of empty or unoccupied dwelling units in this country, and it really came from just a tremendous overbuilding of dwelling units from about 1998 to 2007. We built over 15 million dwelling units. We probably built somewhere between 200,000 to 500,000 more dwelling units a year than we actually needed. And that's what's caused the tremendous drop in price. Now, the foreclosure process exacerbates that because people get psychologically concerned and people are aware of the availability of lower-priced product in the form of REO. And again, I would emphasize what I said in the prior segment. The REO product is on the market at about 34% below a normal resale right now in the Portland area. So you have a problem with the abundance of REO, but it did not drive the tremendous price decline. So what I'm saying is if we get back below those benchmark numbers, even though there's still a tremendous amount, it will not have the impact that it has now. But we're stuck with it for a few more years. It's going to be an issue for a few more years.
Okay, that's good to know that it won't be as big an issue, though, as some people make it out to be. Pat Stone is the president and CEO of Williston Financial Group and WFG National Title joining us. We touched on the overall economy and the national economy, and now as we focus more on real estate, as our audience out there, consumers, business owners, what do they need to be aware of about the local real estate, that cliche that all real estate is local? There obviously are some great opportunities out there, Pat, and we talked about this at lunch a while back, but you know, there's some things we're seeing now that we may never see again, and that's not hype. That's the reality, right?
That is, and I'm gonna poke at you a little bit back here, Brian. I hate the term never.
yeah.
I'm getting old, but I remember very distinctly in the early 80s being told we'd never see interest rates under 10%, we'd never see fixed rate mortgages again.
Yep.
And that was the mantra then, and now we'll never. The reality is the human race tends to go to excess on almost anything. And I say that because there's a book, and I'm going to wander on you a little bit here, but I think it's worth mentioning to your audience. There's a book called Extraordinary Popular Delusions and the Madness of Crowds. And in that book, the author details I think about seven different financial bubbles, starting with the tulip bubble, the French paper money bubble, the South Seas bubble, all these financial bubbles, and starting clear back in the early 1600s. Well, this book was written in 1841. If you picked it, you can buy it at Borders or Barnes & Noble or your local bookstore. Buy that book. You sit down and read it. You think you're reading about the dot-com bubble or the real estate bubble. We do this over and over again. And I'm going to tell you something. We will have another real estate bubble, and we will have another crash. Now, it may take a while, but it's going to happen again. And what we have right now is an extraordinary buying opportunity, to your point. You have an opportunity right now in this market to buy homes, at a better value per square foot than you're going to see for a long time, if ever. So your point's well taken, Brian, but I have to laugh because we will, we'll have another real estate bubble.
Yeah, never say never, right?
Never say never.
Pat Stone is the president of WFG National Title joining us here on a Sunday afternoon. Only about 3 minutes left. The time always seems to fly when we talk about it. But it's interesting you mentioned that book because you're right on, Pat. I mean, you look at the railroad bubbles of late 1800s, and this has been going on not only in – it's not an American thing either. It's been going on around the world. And so obviously a great opportunity right now to buy a home. The start of the year, and let's drill down on the local market some more. We're 2 months through the first quarter of 2011. Give us a snapshot on the market. What's going on or what's not going on in the market?
I think the market's starting to improve a little bit. We're starting to see some resale activity. The amount of resale to refinance, the ratio of sales to refinance is going up. There's a lot of people out looking. The top producing realtors are telling me that they're active, that they have interested buyers. Buyers are a little nervous about pricing because they see things like the Case-Shiller Index, and nobody wants to buy and have the asset they buy go down. But I think people are beginning to sense that we are at or near the bottom and that the values warrant stepping up because you can buy things at below replacement costs. It's pretty hard not to take a serious look in this market at buying a home.
And what was the mood that you saw at the Home and Garden Show? I mean, among not only the vendors, but the people there.
Well, people, one of the wonderful things about living in Portland, Oregon, is people are nice to you no matter who you are or who they are. But people there were, I thought, very optimistic and very upbeat. I was talking to one gentleman. I said, how's traffic? And he says, a little slow yesterday, today because of the weather, but it was good when we opened. And he says he thinks it's going to be good this weekend. And very, very friendly. And, the mood was, given all the things we've gone through, we're blessed to live among such nice people.
Boy, no kidding. The best place in the world to live right here in Portland, Oregon. Real quick, Pat, only about 30 seconds. Let's look forward here, March and beyond, the rest of this year. What are your expectations?
Well, I'm planning on business increasing. I'm planning on the economy continuing to improve. I think as a businessman, it's incumbent upon me to be prudent and be real rational about making decisions. But I am more optimistic right now than I've been in a couple of years.
Okay, that's good to hear, because you've got a great handle on the market. We appreciate your time here on a Sunday afternoon. Patrick Stone, the president and CEO of Williston Financial Group and WFG National Title. Their website, WillistonFinancial.com, or you can call them at 503-387-3636. When we return, we'll put a wrap on this edition of Business Briefing with author Mike Goss. That's up next.